Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome back. I'm Jenna.
And I'm Kevin, and really excited for this episode.
This was really fun.
So Jenna and I were on the last season of RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race as competitors. We competed against one another and some other wonderful people. And the three legendary Queen Supremes,
who are our mentors,
Brooklyn Heights, Monet Exchange, and Jujubee, were there with us every single day, helping us through every step of the way. And we wanted to get them back together to, you know, talk about it. Because we also knew they were also secret Glee fans because...
I didn't know this, but I think you suspected.
They're always so, like, calm, cool, and collected, you know, professional, cracking jokes, looking beautiful.
Yeah.
Then every now and then, they'd, like, let it slip. Like, you know, I watched Glee in college or in high school, and
That's
we had
funny.
Glee parties. And so... You'll see, getting us all together, there's no way to just not gab and catch up with friends because we haven't all been together since we wrapped that show a year ago.
It's a lot of people in one Zoom room, I will say.
It is.
It was really fun to chat with them and catch up, hear about their experience. Because we, you know, once you get, I got kicked off the show, that was it. Like, you know, we didn't really come back and get to hang out with them very much. So it was good to see their faces and...
They're all just so wonderful and talented and nice.
Enjoy the madness.
Yes, good luck.
Welcome, everybody. Good Hello. To see your faces.
Hello.
Thanks for doing this. It's good to see you guys. We've been talking about you a lot. And we
good to have the fam back together.
Yeah, it was important.
Absolutely.
Muy important.
where is everyone right now? Because you have to I mean, Juju, Brooklyn, and Monet are three of the hardest working people I've ever encountered. Nobody's ever home. Everybody's on the road. Everyone's just like making money all the time. It's crazy.
You're home.
Yes. Like, for a second. And Brooklyn's in the back of the tour bus.
And I'm in the back of it. I'm in St. Louis.
The back of the
I was supposed to be with you. I was supposed to be with you.
I know.
What happened?
I'm so glad you're not here.
You know what? I actually did. Kevin, you're right. We work our butts off, and I actually finally said, you know what? I think I've worked for 11 months this year. Let me take off for my mental health.
Yeah.
I don't understand how. You know, I think like as a viewer, as like a consumer of everything all of you do, you're like, oh, this is great. I just want more and more and more. But the amount of work and travel and shit all of you it have takes. To do to do that, I don't know if people think about that necessarily. I'm exhausted looking at your Instagrams.
A friend who works at a Def Jam, he's like, no, drag queens are, well, formerly of Def Jam, Rock Nation. Anyway, he was saying drag queens are so interesting because like a normal artist, they like put out a thing or they do a thing and they tour for a couple months and they're off. He's like, drag queens are just always touring or they're always like multiple times a year. He was so confused and he's obviously a straight man. So he has a lot to figure out. But he's just very confused about like how we are always working and doing stuff. I'm like, well, it's kind of what the thing is, you know?
Right. I also don't want to give away all your secrets, but when we were doing our show, you'd be like, well, I was up since 5.
getting ready.
Like, excuse me?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was kind of late. I feel like Brooklyn was up since like 3. Well, you need that much time with her face. So.
Well, ooh.
Wow. Yeah,
really?
Oh, all the shade. I need that much time with your...
I'm kidding.
Listen, you Westminster dog show looking bitch.
Yeah, how dare you look at Jackie Wood as how do you see Jackie Wood as a Brooklyn needs a lot of time?
No, Brooklyn's face without makeup still looks
insane. You leave my daughter alone. Yeah. Jackie is incredible.
Jackie O.
Jackie Wood. Yeah, no, we were ready insanely early every day.
Honestly,
shooting that was really fun, but I found it harder to do than actual Drag Race because of just the sheer length of time we were in drag every day. And like my face by the end was literally like beef carpaccio from all the shaving.
God. It was I see my face because of you, Brooklyn.
You what? You yes.
Remember you were like, you need to steam your face. So I went on Amazon and got one of those face steamers and I steamed my face every morning because, you know, because
I made it easier.
Jenna, it made it so much easier. But Jenna, remember, I'd literally be like, you bitch, you better not step too close to my face because I would skip a day and not shave.
Oh, yeah.
You
for
sure,
sure
would.
Yeah. For sure.
There was the end of one day, you're like, oh my God, my stubble, it's grown back.
I'm like, I can start a forest fire right now.
For those of you who don't know, so Jenna and I were contestants on RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race, and these three had to put up with us the entire time.
They were our den mothers and took care of us. Obviously, we were their favorites. Tell everyone.
Obviously.
You were my
tell everyone how great we were.
Yeah. Juju wasn't afraid to say like Jenna's my favorite or Millie's my favorite.
Everyone was Juju's favorite.
Yeah, everyone's Juju's favorite. Juju goes to Rue. Rue's like, Rue, you're my favorite. And I'm like, you just said that to Millie.
And then I turned right around and said it to Michelle. I said, you know what, Michelle, you're my favorite. And then I said, Carson, you all right, girl.
And Ross got nothing.
And that's how Juju gets booked 11 months out of the year.
That's right.
Everyone's your favorite.
Kiss in the ring.
My favorite.
Are you all coming back for season 2?
I don't. Is there a season 2?
It just got announced this past week.
Yeah, Legend is a season 2. I have not been
Legend.
So
I do know they haven't started anything yet. So
yeah, I haven't been called for that yet. I would do it again though.
I haven't been called, but I don't have anything to wear. So
I didn't have anything to wear last time either.
Well, you guys had to coordinate, right? You guys had to like always coordinate, or did you do that on purpose, or did you do that
between the three of you?
You had
no. You know what? Drag queens together for a long time. We kind of like we sometimes mimic biological women and we kind of sync up. So I would just wake up in like a cold sweat at 6 a.m. I'd be like, neon green. Right. And then all the girls would just show up. It was crazy.
It was magical how it happens.
Pussy power.
No. They told us the colors and then we figured out
improvised
for each week. Yeah.
I see.
I remember right before I got the boot, Juju was talking about you were talking about your like finale look. And I was like, well, I know I won't be here for it, but and you're like, here's the design. I don't know if it's gonna show up in time. Like, it needs to be here tomorrow. And then you were freaking out.
Every morning, Juju would literally go downstairs and there would be a box waiting for her. And that was what she was wearing for the day. And she'd come to set and she'd open it up. And me and Monet would get so like nervous because we were so not this. Yeah. And she'd open up, she'd be like, oh, here's my costume for today. I guess this is what... And then she'd go to her suitcase and open her suitcase and pull out a wig that was just in there. She's like, and like shake it a little bit, be like, oh yeah, this will work.
Can you believe that I was hired as the drag expert and that's the shit that I was doing? And honestly, I learned so much competing. I mean, I learned so much helping you compete.
And then Juju would go because Gloria, who owns Wigs and Grace, Wigs and Grace does supply the wigs this season, mm-hmm. and she'd just go to Gloria with like a wig. She'd be like, "Now, Gloria, this is a wig you gave me 12 years ago, and I think it could use a little sprucing up, don't you? I mean, I'm gonna wear it on TV, and I'm gonna tag Wigs and Grace, so I think we could make it look good for TV."
Dirty.
Meanwhile, good. Gloria's already freaking out and having a panic because all of our wigs are
Oh my God. Your wig is too heavy. It was crazy. It was crazy how many extra wigs they would make, and I would just sit there and sweet talk. That's so many free wigs.
Gloria, you're my favorite.
Gloria, you're my favorite.
Yeah. I told Gloria she couldn't use the wig glue on me because I was secretly pregnant at the time. And I said, there's no wig glue. You're not allowed to use it. And she was like, why? And I said, I'm allergic. She would have to use something else. And then at the end of my performances, it would be like the lace would be like up in the dressing backstage.
So what did they use on you? Do you know what it was?
Oh, it wasn't spirit glue. It was, I think was she used hairspray. And then
hairspray. Hairspray. Got to be.
Yeah.
That got to be.
Yeah.
Oh, so like, how was that? How was it doing the whole thing being pregnant? Like, did you, like, how was that? I can't imagine doing drag pregnant. I know.
No.
It was really, it was actually great because it made the first trimester go really fast for me because it was most of my first trimester. It was hard. It was really hard. It was harder to hide it from people because so much makeup going on your face, so many things going in your, like on your body that all the layers, I was like, is this okay? The makeup, I was like, I told Jen who did my makeup, I said, like, not a lot of alcohol, please. Like, try to be really conscious of all this stuff going on my face.
They all had to know, right? When you're, or they just thought you were like crazy and all natural.
No, I thought I was crazy.
Oh my God.
And then
my
costumes kept getting tighter. And
she'd run into my dressing room and lay it on the floor and be like, she's like, okay. I have to go have them remeasure me. This doesn't fit anymore.
But I couldn't tell them why. So I'm like, I just ate a big meal.
I'm hearing all of this. I think my costumes are getting tighter. Am I pregnant?
Congratulations.
Oh my God,
breasts are growing too.
A surprise pregnancy.
It's twins.
I'm the father.
It's twins.
That's why you got on a bus and left.
I'm the auntie. Right.
And you're the auntie.
Jenna, the weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
Yes, it is, and I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. And luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices in premium fabrics and finishes. We love that.
I just got the silk skirt, and then I also got the 100% organic cotton striped sweater. It's great quality for that price. I literally shop here all the time now because it is just undeniable.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/really for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/really to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/really.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to, hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
So we have a question for you since this is a Glee podcast. did any of you watch Glee before?
Yes.
You did.
Are you kidding me? Yes.
Everything. Glee was so good. I started late though. I started season two. So I had to go back and watch season one later, but I started on season two and I watched season two, three. And then, but I was a very big fan of y'all. I was like, I mean, y'all were such an instrumental part of my high school. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, like high school, like early 20s was it, like Glee was like a huge thing. I remember when it came out, we were all like obsessed with it. Yeah. Like all of my friends, we'd have watch parties and like it was
I started watching the show when I was 29.
So you were the same age as half the cast.
So 40 years ago.
I was like, oh my gosh, I could be in this. Like,
yeah.
Whoa. Even today, in some of my numbers, I use Glee versions of songs. And people always, they were like, girl, not the Glee version. I'm like, bitch, what are you talking about? This version was everything. Honey. Yeah.
Everything.
Those Amber numbers. I've seen a couple videos. I'm like, yes, absolutely.
Please use Amber.
Like, don't let this version be forgotten.
Yeah. Use it.
No, that it was so weird working on the show because like there were so many people there that were such a big part of like my gay childhood or like just my childhood in general that I was now working with, like AJ, or Danny, like all of these people who had like parts and like like things that like
informative
just informed my childhood. It was crazy, and I was like working with them. Like I remember being in like middle school and having like bubblegum Backstreet Boys stickers on like my fingers, and all of a sudden I'm having a cigarette with AJ. Well, he's in half drag,
right?
Literally in tights and pads and no panties, like
no panties. Now, did you, for people who don't, the listeners who don't know, we recorded or shot the three finalists all winning the tiara and winning the show. And so none of us knew who was actually going to win until, which is how you guys do it on regular Drag Race, right?
Yes.
Did any of you think that...
So
thanks for bringing
that up. Juju. I'm sorry. You went in my heart.
Witnessed a lot of
finales. You're my favorite, Juju. You're my favorite. Did you guys have any idea?
I thought maybe it was going to be Chakra, because Chakra.
I thought it was going to be Chakra.
And that's not to take away from Popular, from AJ. AJ was incredible too. But to me, there was a je ne sais quoi with Miss Chakra and like the way that she delivered every week. And even that Lauryn Hill number, I was still obsessed with it. I love it so much.
I was so mad. I didn't know that was an option. I was like, what?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Poppy was amazing, but I definitely thought it was going to be Chakra. She was such an artist, and she was so thorough every single week. Like, and it was something completely different, and she just dove into it like head on, completely immersed herself in it, and took it so seriously. I thought she was just brilliant, and that final lipstick, I thought she ate.
Yeah, and I'll never get her taking that goddamn ladle, talking about some guy. You know, yes. I was like, bitch, that was everything. It was so cute.
It was so fun to watch her like back and see how it was like week two or three, all of a sudden something clicked. Yeah. And then she was like, oh, no, never mind. I get this.
Yes.
And yeah, just like, destroyed.
You can
just
have fun.
Do you enjoy being like mentors to all of us?
I loved it.
You were very good at it. I have to say, like, you actually.
I got right really into it.
Giving me notes that I applied every single performance and made the difference, to be honest.
It comes from like my like ballet background, I think. I just like, I was always coached my whole life, and I love like sitting and like giving notes on things that I know about.
Brooklyn was mentoring the camera and lighting people. She's like, okay, so now what we're gonna do is we're gonna bring this camera around, and I'm gonna need this light on me now. 3, 2, 1, light.
Literally.
Literally.
Brooklyn was also our union rep. Y'all didn't know that. She was our union rep. Literally.
I'm just a very impatient person. And when I can literally feel my beard growing through my makeup because I've been in drag for so long, I'm like, okay, we need to do something. But I was like, I would get very impatient. And I literally had to like stop myself, because I could be like, you might be acting like a bit of a diva.
But your, was like, your, no, your corsets also are just so
I never made diva demands. I was just like, this is like, we need to have good lighting. We're men in wigs.
We need
good lighting.
I can appreciate that.
But that's the thing, because I really believe on these drag sets, for like the day before we start filming, every camera, audio, lighting person needs to be on set in a heel and a corset for like 5 hours and see that shit is not a joke. When we did the season 10 finale, we were like getting ready to do the reunion, and we're all sitting there in our outfits, and Rue is sitting there in the middle waiting to start, and like they're just moving cameras and lighting and shit like that, and like 2 minutes in, Rue is like, listen, what the are y'all doing? These bitches are sitting here in corsets and wigs and heels, and y'all are running around. We need to start filming this thing now, bitch. When I tell you, in 5 seconds, cameras were up and we started rolling. Right. I was like, yes, girl, that shit is not a joke.
Like, every time we film a new show, I feel like I have to retrain the people I'm working with, because like drag is a very specific thing, and it needs to be treated a specific way and lit a specific way. So like I go into any new project I do assuming that these people know nothing about how to light a drag queen, and that's why I was on that one. Was I horrible?
No, that's what I was going to say. I think in your Canadian-ness, you think you're probably coming off like a raging diva. And you sounded so nice. There was, and I was also watching like how masterful you were at sort of like suggesting and giving these notes and coming off in a way that was like fully constructive. And
it was like, very solution based, right?
Yeah.
It's very
solution based. How can we fix this?
Yeah. Because it's also, I think, on that set as well, people were all very, at least from my perspective, respectful. And also, some of them felt like they hadn't done that before. Mm-hmm. So they were like, oh, you're right. We should, that's a good note.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as a drag daughter, that's how I felt about the notes.
Oh, good. Thank you, Chicky.
I love direction.
It was a lovely set. It was a lovely set. It was like, we had a lot of fun working with everybody. Everyone was really, really cool and excited to be there.
And you know, one of my favorite memories of Sylvia Drag Race is Loretta Devine. Because number one, she walks out the first day, and I'm like, bitch, you cannot hide that voice. Everyone knows that.
No.
Oh, my God. Like, everyone knows who that is. You can't hide that.
I was so nervous.
Same. And you could tell after she did that first rehearsal, bitch, she was over. She's like, I am done. I am good. And I was like, all right, girl.
I sat next to her the first performance day when we, you know, were in, we had to get there at like 6:30 in the morning so they could start, you know, spackling our faces.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, she stood up, looks in the mirror, and she goes like, you know, this drag life, it's not for me. It's not for me. And then she just walks away, and I was losing it.
My favorite Loretta moment was the finale when we had to go and like talk to everybody. And so we got to Loretta and we like did our little bit, and then me and the three of us were just literally like, so who's the biggest bitch you've ever worked with? Who's like, and we just started asking her, we started grilling her, and she full on was telling us the tea on everybody. She did not mind. She was like letting us know about people.
Uh-huh. Sweet Loretta.
Yeah, and we'll never tell. My favorite Loretta story is when she came in to get her makeup done and the camera guys asked if they could move her purse. And she said, sure, but put it right there so I can see it. Do you remember that, Monet? I said,
yes,
girl,
I do. Yes.
You want to see that purse?
Absolutely.
Auntie, that's auntie.
I live. Well, you know, that's why Aretha Franklin always had her, Aretha Franklin, she would do her gigs. First of all, they had to give her balance in cash. So imagine what Aretha Franklin's balance is, right?
Stop.
Whatever that, yep. Every gig had to give her balance in cash. And she would take her purse and put it on the piano. The only place she did not do it was when she did, it was Carole King's, Kennedy Center Honor. She didn't do it then, but every gig she did give her balance.
It was in the front row.
Purse on the piano, and then she do her number.
Respect. Make sure you can see that money.
Not in cash.
In cash.
Make that money.
Yeah.
I live. Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
What was, so we were talking about how you guys had to get up so early. Like for us, we had to. So we started, 6:30, 6:45, and then we wouldn't
Kevin
start shooting the show.
Yeah, Kevin always had a weird, really early call.
Well, look at this face. You need to take out a jackhammer.
Yeah,
it's perfect and beautiful and baby-like. Don't even talk.
Yeah, after 6 hours of makeup. Yes.
Oh, please. You're glowing.
What? I don't understand how that you would have to get up so early and sit. Like, how do you still function? Because you got up earlier than us.
When you figure it out, please let me know.
Okay.
We were always in great moods, though. Like
you were.
I think we were really happy to show up at work. Like, I would get up at 3:30, but not do anything for an hour. Mm. Like, I would just have a coffee and like kind of like read something, and then I would start my shaving. I know, Mo. I had to get in my mental space because
you told me that,
I'm
so perplexing.
I'm a train wreck. I'm a train wreck when I'm not mentally anywhere.
I get that. I get that.
You know?
I mean, if you're doing your makeup at like 4 a.m, my hand would be shaking. My hand would be trembling.
Luckily
it's also the fact that like we also all got our makeup done. Like when I signed on to this, I was fully ready to like make my own dresses and like do my own dress.
Oh, shit.
I'm not good at it and I don't know how to do it, but I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it.
I can show you how to sew.
Thanks, Juju.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very big morning person, so I actually didn't mind getting up early. Like, I like, and I love, that's like one of my favorite parts of drag is getting ready. I love, it's very, calming for me and very zen. And I love sitting in like a completely pitch black room with just my makeup mirror light on. Mm. And it's just like my me time. I've always loved that process of getting ready in that little moment. And yeah, it kind of helps me get ready mentally and stuff. And me and Juju actually would sitting on set in drag, and we would meditate in her dressing room at like lunch. She would light candles and we'd just sit there in our corsets.
Oh. My call map. We would.
No wonder you were in such good moods.
Yeah.
Not me. I would be in my room sleep, bitch. Sleep.
No, you were. I got videos of both of y'all sleeping looking so sleeping ugly.
Oh, I would every day
take a nap. It's long does it take you guys to get ready now? Like, does it vary, or is it like a set?
No,
thing
it's the you... same. Mm-hmm. It's same, like yeah. for me, and I get ready like way earlier than I need to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I give myself like 3 hours, and it takes me maybe an hour.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Every time, but I will still give myself 3 hours because I'm a psycho.
I'm an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like 45 minutes to an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. I mean, just it took natural us like, women. It was like 3 hours for us.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also for
somebody else. Three is a great number to spend time on getting ready, though, because something always comes up, mm-hmm. or you always forget something. Even when somebody's helping you, you always forget something. Like, and then a nail falls off. Like, y'all know, when the nail comes off,
that's it.
It's like the world stops and you have to find like that pinky nail. Oh. You know what I mean?
There was a performance where I showed up with, by the end of the performance, I had 2 nails left.
Yeah.
So in about 90 seconds, they leapt from my fingernails.
8 of them.
Was it on the floor?
It was every performance. During that peanut butter one, I had an earring fly off. I had something else fly off. All the nails fell off. Mm. I got on the end and my knees were bruised because I was like humping the floor. I was like, who cares? I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but everything is falling off my body.
Quite frankly, I don't understand how y'all did all that every week either, because you guys were more in drag than we were. Like, right. I was like, oh, like, I was like, they're like in serious drag. We were sitting over there with our cute little wigs, but you guys had like 8 wigs on your heads every week and like corseted and like these giant outfits and rehearsing and these like platform hooker heels that you were supposed to dance in. And I was like, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, you were throwing everything at them, the most uncomfortable drag possible, breastplates, like all of them. Were covered head to toe in like snowsuits.
Yeah. I didn't know that there were other options. I also didn't even realize I could have other size of pads. Like, I'm like, well, I am curvy. I am voluptuous. Like, my titties.
You were very curvy.
And I didn't know. And I'm short as hell. And I was like, I'm not sure why I look like this.
Kardashian girl.
But, you know, they were saying hourglass for you.
Like, I approached it like, you know, like an acting job where I'm like, well, I'm not going to tell them no. I'm just going to say yes to everything because this is what I'm supposed to do. And then at the end, AJ's like, oh, no, yeah, I went down a size in padding. I was like, wait, we could ask for things? We could do that?
They were like, would you like to be padded? I was like, am I not padded enough already? I'm good. Thank you so much. Like, okay, maybe next week. I was like, maybe not.
Jenna's good at saying no.
I love
no
that.
Idea.
Did That's you, my daughter.
Did you know during, it was before On the Floor. It was the second week, right, at J-Lo. Mm-hmm. And my heel broke.
Oh, I was right before tell them the story.
I was supposed to go out.
I remember that.
Well, they also tried to fix it right before he went on. He was the first one, right? No. And they said, oh, we could just nail it in and hammer it. I'm not kidding.
They had one of the construction guys outside.
I heard that, and I peeked my head out of the curtain. I said, excuse me? And they were like, yeah, we could just nail it in. I said, no, we're not nailing anything in. You got to find him some new shoes.
Yes.
Kevin's standing there like, okay. And I was like, no, we're not dancing with nails in our shoes.
And then she just puts the curtain back and disappears again. They're like, all right, let's go find. Yeah.
I've been whooped too many times that I've learned my lesson.
We will not be dancing with any nails in any shoes.
We will not be dancing with nails and shoes.
They brought it back.
They had done it.
Yeah.
And then like a couple minutes later, the heel had come off again. No. I was like, see, we're not doing that.
No.
They gave me some ugly ass shoes, but I felt like I could run a marathon in them. So I was very happy.
Well, Brooklyn, you were also saying like, oh, we were in drag a lot and we were rehearsing a ton. It does. It did feel reminiscent of Glee. Like it felt like we were doing the show again. And it, I was like, oh, this is nothing. Like this is nothing.
Jenna and I sat backstage one time and I was like, I have terrible nerves, really bad nerves. And I lean over. I'm like, are you nervous? She's like, no. Are you? I'm like, no.
I was like, we got this.
I'm like, I can't walk in heels to save my life, but we don't have to sing. So that's like, right. I'm like, who cares? I'm like, this is going to be fun.
Yeah. And I felt over here cracking up. I can't.
But I also that's felt so better.
Funny. Thinking about your daughter.
Girl, Donna and them damn shoes, child.
Donna also tried, like, Donna was much more into it than we were. I felt like she was really, she was going for the crown. Yes.
Yeah. She was like, I'm going to be on Drag Race one day. Y'all better get out of my way.
And Jenna and I were like, is the check clearing?
Right.
Same.
I was like, I get to do it with Kevin? Great.
I had no idea that I was going to have that much fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Thanks to you all, though. I mean,
yeah, it was great to hang out with you.
I remember going out there in Brooklyn and was like, you can't keep making that ugly face. You have
to. which ugly face?
Oh, I was
be
like,
more specific.
Like this grimy, I don't know what I was doing. I think it was Bitch Better Have My Money. And then you were like, so there's a thing called being pretty. And you had to like teach me to smile.
Well,
and
you're drag queen now, Kevin.
And I had no idea because I was just trying to get down.
Well, I'm curious, has been Chicky been asked to do appearances? Have you been asked to do anything?
No, nobody's coming for Chicky.
I'm shocked.
I'm not. I saw you do your own makeup once since the show, and I.
Oh, that doesn't count. Don't.
Where do we find this photo?
No.
Yeah, where is
no,
it?
No.
Insta?
All there was,
I'll find it.
No, my friend's girlfriend
right now.
Like put on some lipstick, and you know,
she sure did.
That's all it was. It was for Halloween.
Lashes, at least? Were there lashes?
No.
I think I tried to put on lashes. Died. I bought lashes.
You did. Kevin was sending me photos of lashes.
I tried.
CBS, I was like, those, the gold ones. Go get those.
The gold ones that flare out with the feathers in the corners.
A million percent.
It was, and then I just had like glue dripping down my eye.
Red eyes.
I was worried for you actually, because if you've never done that before, I was concerned for you.
No.
It's a skill.
And I had to sing on stage that night, so I just was like, give me all the tequila so I don't have to look at myself.
Well, one day, mother will pay you, Chicky.
Please, anytime. Are you kidding me?
I would.
Yeah, I'll paint you.
We gotta
please do. We need it.
Another appearance.
Oh, we can't wait, Brooklyn.
I'm so good at painting other people. It's been the last time I painted another person was Plastic Tiara on our season.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
I know.
I felt so bad. I have like an OG question for y'all. How did y'all come up with your drag names?
Ooh, so mine was it was a summer. Picture it, summer New York, 2011. And I was doing this program, and I was sitting on, I had my little lunch break, so I was sitting on Times Square, and across was a currency exchange booth. I was like, ooh, if I have a drag name, it needs to be punny, because before that, my name was, for like 3 months, my name was Ferocia Couture. Anyway, that's like the currency.
Ferocia Couture?
Stupid, terrible, terrible.
That's so bad!
I bet you she walked around flipping her non-existent hair. I bet you that's what,
She had a good, Ferocia loved a good bus driver wig. You know she did.
Oh, absolutely. Only bus driver wigs. That's what currency was. And I was like, oh, currency, Monet. I mean, money, Monet. And it says, mine came from inspiration from a currency
that's
exchange.
Great. That's really good.
Mine, my drag mother just gave me my name. Her name is Fahrenheit. And then I have a sister, Heavenly Heights, so it has to go in with the name, I guess. So Brooklyn Heights
was
the only another one left. Yeah. And if I ever have a drag daughter, I'm gonna call her Harlem Heights.
Okay, I want to be your daughter just so I can have that name.
Yeah. Harlem Heights.
Harlem You'd Heights. You'd be a good Harlem great. Heights.
Daughter, did Harlem you Heights. Did you see that thing I posted on Twitter? How like gay people will really be like, "This is my daughter," and then point to a 6 foot man. I was like, "It's so true."
Juju, what about your name?
I did this amateur drag competition and I won and they announced Jujubee and I was like, well, who the f- was Jujubee? And then they were like, well, that's your drag name, girl. And that's how I got my drag name.
You know, I had a nickname in high school and my nickname was Jujubee.
Why didn't you tell me on this show?
Oh my God, so angry. Am I not your moment. Favorite anymore?
You are my favorite. We could have had a whole vignette of us being Jujubee, girl.
Yeah, Jujubee just wants more screen time.
They should
have had a whole hour episode for ourselves.
There's our spinoff. You can do another show.
And Jujubee.
Juju and Jenna take the world.
Kevin, how did you come up with Chicky?
I was eating fried chicken once, and then my boyfriend was just like, if you're a drag queen, this is your name.
And just I appreciate that.
Yeah. Because it was always based off, like, any sort of, like, joke or whatever, like, drag queen name a friend had given me was always based around food because I'm just always eating garbage food all the time. Monet, we met ages ago, like
where?
In New York with you were performing because I went to go meet up with my friend, our friend, we have a mutual friend, Samuel
L. Jackson.
Samuel.
Samuel
Donovan.
I know him. He has 4 yards of my fabric and I have
yes.
Oh my God, I love Sam Donovan. He's such a little cutie. Oh.
He is so cute. Brooklyn said goodbye.
Bye.
Brooklyn hates Sam.
Yeah.
I hate Sam.
But I had seen, like pre-Drag Race, I'd seen you in New York. I went to go meet up with him one night and then like met you. After like you performed and was just like in awe of you, and I was like, "What do we do to get her on Drag Race?" And then you took over the world.
Oh God, bitch! I can imagine. This is back when I was still working in New York City, but she was rough and tumble, honey. She was sweating for them dollars.
Well, I enjoyed it. I had a great time.
Thank you. Obviously, I'm so happy to be on Drag Race and to, you know, all the amazing opportunities Drag Race has given me. But sometimes I look back, I'm like, sometimes I miss being doing my weekly shows and like that whole rigmarole of that. But then I remember a bitch struggling and working hard. And I'm like, bitch, well, I hate this thing. So the grass is always greener, but I do miss it sometimes being back in the city, taking an Uber.
You can still do it. You should go do it.
You just pop up. Surprise the kids.
Go to Hardware and do a little gig. It'll be fun.
Girl, I'll come do it with
Remind yourself. Remind yourself about those good old days. Take the train home.
Where you came from.
After breaking your back for $100.
Yeah. Where's the broom closet so I can get ready in it?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my pull out that box. What's in this box? I'll wear this.
My outfit for today.
Jenna, we should make them do a whole Glee. They can do a Glee show.
Can you do
Glee?
They
can
Glee
only
show
do
for
Glee
us?
Numbers.
What? What's coming up in 2023 for y'all? What are you up to?
I'm going to the UK for Death Drop 2. It's a touring. It's touring.
Yay!
Oh my gosh. Oh, so you're gonna get one of those like double decker tour buses?
Well,
they
I
have
don't know about
double
that.
Decker
I don't
tour
know
buses.
If they have that in,
I don't
have
know.
That in the UK.
Yes, they have
they do have them in the UK. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, like a Spiced World one.
Yes, legit.
That's fun.
Fancy.
Brooklyn, Canada. I'll probably be filming another season of Canada.
With our friend Brad Goreski, a friend of the pod.
With your friend, a friend of the pod. Yes, my dearest Bradley. If they do another season of Celebrity Drag Race, he better be on there.
He has to do it.
Alexa Diamonds needs to make an appearance. Yes.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to, hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so before we go, before we let you guys go, can you tell us your favorite, what was your favorite thing about doing our Drag Race show? Oh.
I felt like I was at summer camp, and I felt like I got to be around really creative people, and we always made each other laugh. Mm. It didn't feel like
we
work.
Did.
That's why I loved it so much.
Mm-hmm. The pressure was off too for you guys, probably as well, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Because
we literally didn't do anything.
And we would take our shoes off.
What did we do actually? Like, we didn't do any real work, the three of us.
We're there to be pretty and beautiful. Good.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes. Bring in the audience.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was because when you do regular Drag Race, you don't have your phone, you're locked in a hotel room. Like, it wasn't any of those rules. Production, everything, and even like the powers that be, like EPs and stuff, would come to us and they give us like a rap casting gift, little things to all of us. So it just felt like we were. It was a really fun experience and very sweet. And working with all of y'all, everyone for the most part, besides Donna's shoes, everything was super smooth, and everyone was great, and y'all were cracking this up, and watching y'all perform and seeing how y'all put these performances together in 2-3 days. The whole experience was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I think it was
you got a gift.
It was alcohol juju.
It was alcohol.
I got a candle. I think I got a candle. That was that.
Yeah,
gift.
I got a candle as well.
Got a candle. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I got a candle too. No, I think besides like I said earlier, working with people that I grew up watching, that was pretty cool. I think getting to work with Juju and Monet was amazing because I love both of them so much, and it was like we just all got along and it was so easy. And there was like no dramatics and no diva antics or anything. Like we all just like, I think we're all pretty professional. And
you definitely cut the pressure and the stress. We love you guys. And when we know you have to travel. And
thank you so, so much for getting the gang back together.
It was good to see your course. Faces. We love you.
Love you guys.
Thanks for doing this, you guys. Mwah. Mwah, 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 mwah. Bye, babies.
Bye.
Happy New Year.
I think that was the most F-bombs we've ever had in an episode, Kevin.
Yeah, I think maybe we should start a tally now. That was the record. I don't know if it's ever going to be beaten, but you can't get a bunch of drag queens in a room and not talk like that.
No. I mean, I curse like a sailor. I try to tone it down for this, but
same.
They bring it out. So
you only can expect the realness and the true reality of people, you know, when you're around them.
That
they bring
is
out
true.
The best.
They bring out the best and the worst.
The rawness in us.
That was really fun, though. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You should check out Drag Race if you haven't. It's absolutely ridiculous. And Kevin is a star and is a very pretty woman.
Stop it. And Jenna's incredible on it and doesn't give herself enough credit.
Well, I appreciate it. Anyway, well, we hope you enjoyed the special Drag Race episode. And
thank you to Juju and Monet and Brooklyn for
coming.
They're so busy and like
literally the busiest. I was like, they're never going to come and do this.
No. They are just the best.
We love them.
So, so, so thankful for them.
And we'll see you guys next week for another recap.
Yep. Thanks for being here. That's what you really missed.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening. And follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.